Your call is now live.
Great. Thank you so much, Shane. Hello, good evening, and welcome to our Thursday night closing class. My name is Laura Sankowski with Smarter Networker, and we are live tonight with Stacey O'Quinn. I am so excited. We had a phenomenal call on Tuesday night with Mr. Jackie O'Quinn, and one of the most impressive things that I've seen is that Jackie O'Quinn not only did a two-hour call role-playing with people to help them improve their skills and to gain more confidence and conviction, but then he stayed active on Facebook in our special and private Super Friends group for a full 24 hours answering questions, and we really, really appreciate that. So most of you are chomping at the bit to get started here tonight, so I don't want to take up too much time here, but there is something that I want you to realize. And Mr. Stacey O'Quinn, who is live with us here tonight, is doing our call out of the courtesy of his own heart. He could be anywhere in the world. This gentleman has created a multi-million-dollar business. He's 100% debt-free. He's got business in multiple places across the world, and he could be anywhere from sipping Mai Tais on an island to being at a kid's sports event to being at home at dinner with his family. But he was once new also, and inexperienced, I guess I should say, at one point as well. And he had a lot to work on, as do a lot of us. He screwed up a bunch of times, as do a lot of us. And he knows without question that if he can impact you personally in a positive way, that it was worth his time, hands down. So with that being said, I am personally asking you to turn off any distractions because, A, it's not fair for our coach. B, it's not fair for any of our teammates that are on the call. You really don't even need your computer on or open, I guess, really. So log out of your email, stop answering text messages, and get off Facebook. And for sure, please don't be posting anything during the class because, number one, it is kind of unprofessional. And in order to assure that you get the most out of this class, it's just in your best interest. So thank you so much in advance for that. Okay, let's get into a quick bit of recognition. If you want to congratulate any of these people, please do so after the class. So congrats to our top customer enrollers from last week. So these are the people that had the most amount of customers get started in their business. Number three is Daniel Howell, who is primarily working cold market. Number two is Brad and Xena Harmsworth, who is primarily working lukewarm market. And number one was Amy Dudley, with seven brand new customers just last week alone working warm market. Also, congratulations to last week's top business enrollers. Number three is Paul Gingrich, who's working lukewarm market. Number two is Christine Wilson, who is working warm market. And number one, a super congratulations to Mary McKenzie with 15 brand new starts in her business working all cold market. And that is so great. Congratulations, Mary. You did 40 presentations and got 15 brand new starts. That's almost a 50% closing ratio off of cold market. And not only is that great, but that's like a super great paycheck. So last thing I want to mention is that Smarter Networker is offering some extra bonuses for those of you that register for the First Steps event out in Burbank next month. If you order your ticket through Smarter Networker, you qualify for some extra bonuses. But all of you that are on the phone tonight, you are all now an active pro member with Smarter Networker, which means you are all qualified to be an affiliate. So if, number one, if you register through Smarter Networker for your First Steps ticket next month, or number two, you introduce or you bring a brand new business partner with you who uses your affiliate link, you will have a choice of two bonuses, okay? So you can choose one of the two. You can get all the information and details at smarternetworker.com/earlybird, okay? smarternetworker.com/earlybird. Not only that, but you will be invited to our private cocktail party and reception, or sometimes we call it a shindig. And that's a really phenomenal place to get some personal time with the leader of Smarter Networker, Brian Niederhaus, and to really, I think, pick his brain and get some real specific details on time management and moving forward. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is Brian Niederhaus has built a phenomenal business, $3 million per year business in this industry. So we would be happy to include you in something like that. So please check out the details. Okay, enough is enough. Let's get this party started. Mr. Stacey O'Quinn is on with us tonight, probably waiting for me to quit talking, I would imagine. But thank you so much for your time, Stacey, your energy, your success tips, but I think more so for your interaction with the field, because some people on this call are brand new, and they are just getting started, and there is a lot of excitement, yes, but there is also a lot of fear. And without a class like this, yes, there's training, but it forces people to practice. And practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And this class gives people access to perfect practice. So you give people so much hope because you are so financially successful, but still so humble and so willing to help. And that is certainly a very rare breed to find. So again, thank you. Again, get your pens ready, because tonight is going to completely rock your world, and it will make a huge difference in your business. You wait and see what happens in the next 60 to 90 days. So without further delay, let's welcome onto our call tonight's coach and mentor, Mr. Stacey O'Quinn.
Thank you very much, Laura, for those incredible kind words. Thank you for that introduction. But more importantly, thank you for the time that you put in at Smarter Network. I mean, the team that you guys have over there, if you're obviously on this call, you're plugging in Smarter Networker, I don't know if you realize what Smarter Networker really is. It's like a small army behind the scenes of people who have no other purpose than making sure that you have all the resources they can possibly give you to be able to succeed in your business. I mean, they go out of their way. Putting together these specials and the bonuses. I mean, I'm listening to the bonus. I'm already going to the next First Steps event. I want to sign up and go again. You have got to understand what you have. There was nothing like Smarter Networker, it's truly refined way it is today. You could almost call it a college education for a work from home business or a small business, whatever the case may be. And Laura is an incredible, what the truth is, she's a mouse in the wheel running really hard and making it go around over there. She's an incredible integral part. If you've got a chance to work with her one-on-one, to get your teams in contact with her, if you want to know what it takes to get your people plugging into training more actively, she is a woman who knows what it takes to be able to build a successful business. And it's not just about you doing what you're supposed to do. We're going to do a lot of that tonight, talking on this call. But it's also about getting any brand new people you're working with, even customers and clients. People don't realize that customers and clients are an integral part of your actual business. The retail customers, it's just buying your widget, your vitamins, your nutritional, your travel product. That those customers even, and the way you can educate those customers so that you can be a referral source for them, Laura can help you with all of that and so much more. Her and Brian and the entire team over there at Smarter Networker truly doesn't get enough credit for what they do. So if you have a pen and paper right there in front of you right now, at the top of that pen and paper, you're going to take some crazy notes tonight, but at the very top, I want you to write a little note, and it's say thank you to Smarter Networker for what they do. Because the specials, the packages they put together, the bonuses they put together, all the extra stuff, if you notice, if you go to a Dating Johnson event or you just go to her standard website, you don't get all those bonuses, and you definitely don't get anything geared specifically toward the home business the way they do. So if you're in a home business or you like the training that you're getting here, make sure, take advantage, purchase your ticket for Smarter Networker, give Laura a call, Brian a call, they'll help you out, get in on those bonuses so you can be a part of Smarter Networker in more than just on a website or Facebook. You can be part of the team that's actually there. I'm telling you, that group stands out every single event. The green lanyards, the shindig, and Brian is so down to earth, and the time they give, it's absolutely incredible. So thank you so much for all you do, Laura. And let's get stinking busy. This is a closing call, and today we're going to really hit some nuts and bolts. I've looked at some of the numbers, and I got to tell you guys, some of you guys are doing really well as far as your numbers and your work ethic. But before we get into closing it all, Some of you, maybe you just wish you could close more. You could be frustrated. You know, maybe it's not happening fast enough, or that one person you're really excited about, maybe they just disappeared, or they just told you no, or they didn't follow back up with you because they told you they had to think about it, or they didn't have the money, call them back in and give them a call in 2 weeks, or they didn't have the money, give them a call in a month, and you called them and they're not there, and it frustrates you, and you may have certain frustrations in your business like that. And you may be brand new. Laura mentioned that I was brand new in my business. And I was incredibly new and naive, to be honest with you, on what it took to build a successful business. And one of the things that when I first got started because I was looking to earn a little extra income. And maybe you can relate to that. I don't know. But that was something that I was looking for, to earn a little extra income. And I wasn't looking to make a six-figure income. I just wanted to earn a little extra income. And I remember I would get the scripts, and I'd try to rewrite the scripts because I wanted to do what sounded better to me. And to be honest with you, that was miserable. It didn't work at all. And who did I think I was? I had an opinion on what sounded right in the script, and I didn't have any results to go along with it. I had never, you know, marketed anything from home. I had never actually worked from home previously to the current venture that I'm in now. By the way, it doesn't matter what company you're in. It doesn't matter what your product or service is or what your industry is. I promise you, I could put down any Ford to sell any Chevy, and that's even my own company. We have pluses. We have minuses. Your company has pluses. Your company has minuses. Your company is creating six-figure income earners, multiple six-figure income earners, and millionaires. So is mine. Jackie did an excellent job last week of talking about don't seek him out, and he cannot work with you. He will not work with you. The same goes here. You cannot help my business in any way, shape, or form, and you will not help my business in any way, shape, or form. And no one on this call and no one on Facebook that you think is doing well. One of the worst things that people do is they get shiny object syndrome, jumping all around. One of the reasons people play around, what I call play around in their business. See, I told you in the beginning I had time to rewrite the scripts. Ridiculous. Didn't do any good. And then I went to First Steps, and I learned a professional way. By the way, if you haven't been to First Steps Success, that's like a stinking university for what we do. You have to go through First Steps. Period in the story. I did not make any money whatsoever in my business until I went to my very first event. I was in my business for almost 90 days before I made money. And after that training event, I came out and I made $13,000 profit. I know another gentleman, John from Pennsylvania. He was a construction worker, didn't make any money whatsoever in the home business industry. He came out of First Step Success. He made $9,600 profit. The bottom line is that training's truly proven. But I came out of that event, and yes, I made some sales, and it's because I had some specific strategy. But then suddenly, things started happening. I would get on the phone, and suddenly I thought, because you know I made $13,000, which is I thought I won the lottery. I thought I knew it all. Let me help you here. When you get on the phone to close someone, closing is a condition of the heart and a condition of what you believe. And the moment I thought I had it realized, suddenly someone would say something, and I would just kind of freeze, and then I would hang up the phone. In the beginning of my business, I was so horrible because after that $13,000 I made, I didn't make any money for 2 months. And I tell people this, and they think I'm crazy. Danny Johnson talks about how horrible I was on the phone. When I would go to close someone and they give me an objection, I just hang the phone up because I didn't know what to say. I'd get tongue tied, even though I had the script. If it quote didn't work like I thought it was going to work, they tell me that they didn't have any money, and I'd be like, oh, okay, but you know, when would you have any money? Oh, give me a call in 3 months. And I would make a note on my calendar and give them a call in 3 months. And of course they wouldn't be there, or they forgot who I was in 3 months. The bottom line is this. Somewhere there's a shift that happened in my mind. I realized that I lacked some skill, and I realized that there was a real way that I could have financial independence. As I got into my company, I heard other people's stories, and you probably have as well. I realized that I heard Danny at a training event say that if there's someone else in your company using your product or service and making a six-figure income, if there's someone else in your company reading the script that you're reading, using the website that you're using, the presentation format that you're using, if there's someone in your company, if there's someone you know that's already done the things to create the results that you're looking to create, then it's not a matter of is it possible to create those results. It is possible. It's a matter of you developing the skill set and the belief that you can do it as well. You know, Laura talked about how I generated millions of dollars of income and all this kind of stuff, and she's right. That's absolutely correct. But before that ever happened, I had to realize that what I actually had was a vehicle that could generate. I was developing my own division of a company that was a multi-million dollar division of my company. When I realized what was possible, and I knew I wasn't there, it was when I got that mindset that then things began to shift. So then I started working my business like a corporate executive would work. And it's not that I would work, 50, 60 hours a week. That's not what I'm saying. Because I was in the military in the beginning, I only could work 2 or 3 hours a day. But I worked those 2 or 3 hours like a corporate executive. I made sure that I was productive in those times. There was not playing around on Facebook time. There was not emailing. It was, if I was going to be calling leads and working the phone, then I was calling leads and working the phone. And I made sure that in those 3 hours, I was making 75, 100 calls. And I was putting 5, 10 people in the pipeline. And I was doing presentations. And I was closing. Belief is everything. And right now, if you feel like that you just have kind of a hobby, you hope it kind of works, it's not going to work. If you work your business and it's okay that you actually don't make the dials you need to make, you're like, oh, well, that's okay. Maybe I'll do better next time. Or I love when Danny Johnson said, you can tell someone has a real business when they work from home when they have a headache. Because if you're on the job and you get a headache, do you just get to take the day off? No, but when people work from home, they get a headache, they take the entire day off. Who would want to work with you? Who would want to be your client or service if you're kind of stand behind your product? You say, no, wait a minute, I always stand behind my product. That's not your work ethic doesn't say you always stand behind your product. Even when you mean to work, you don't actually work. If you were your own boss, would you give yourself a pay raise or fire yourself? How would you treat yourself if you were your own boss and you were an actual employee based off the effort that you put in this week? And it doesn't matter whether you're proud of that effort or not, you're excited about that effort or not. I can tell you, based off the numbers, if you're going to succeed well, then, and let's face it, who doesn't want to make more money? I don't care. You can say, gosh, I'm not greedy. It's not about being greedy. Maybe you want to give it all away. Maybe you think about if you had, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, how much good could you do? How many people could you feed? Who could you help? What impact could you make? Who could you inspire to even do more? How much debt could you pay off? Less stress. So, and if you're wondering, if you want to be a great closer, it comes down to your belief in what you're doing. So it comes down to your work ethic. It comes down to you plugging in the training consistently. By the way, congratulations, every one of you. You're on this call, and if you're taking notes and you're paying attention and you're engaged learning whatever you can possibly learn because someone's volunteered some time and you're taking that. If you're waiting for me to get to the good stuff, then I apologize. You done missed it. But if you're taking notes and you're engaged and you're here to learn, then you're in the right place. Kudos to you because can I tell you something? You're in the minority. Do you understand how many tens of thousands of people heard the message about this training and only itty-bitty small percentage was willing to make the investment to step up and take action? Here's the other thing. Where are you positioning your business? That tells you a lot about your belief. I'm not in your company. I don't benefit from anything at all, any of your product, your service, nothing like that. Where are you positioning your business? Are you at the top position in your business? Why not? Because if you believe in your ability to succeed, why wouldn't you be at the top? People do what you do. People do what you do. As soon as they ask you, where are you at? Oh, I got started at the bottom. They're going to say one or two things. Oh, I guess I'll get started at the bottom. Or they'll say, oh, well, why'd you start at the bottom? Well, what are you going to say? I just wanted to see if it would work. Let me ask you, would you be willing to go into business, work with anyone else who got started at the bottom? Here's what's interesting. When you are at the top position, the only person you're really investing in is yourself. You're the one that determines whether you take that business serious or not. And when you're not at the top position in your company, no matter, we got all kinds of companies represented here, but in every company, when you're not at the top position, you're always leaving money on the table. Whether you're not getting paid a higher percentage, whatever it is, whatever the case is, that extra percentage is going to someone else. Whether it's someone else in your organization above you or whether it's the company itself just going to their bottom line. Somebody else, off of your work, someone else is making more money. What sense does that make? I just recently heard Danny do a training on this, and I went back and this week, in my own business, I made over $500,000 in 10 years by other people not being positioned at the right position. Of course, I told them to get positioned in those positions. But why would you leave money on the table for someone else based off your work and your effort? If you know you're going to succeed, if you're in this to win it, if you understand that, yes, absolutely, you're not doing a little home business. It's not a little hobby. You actually have something that can change your life forever, for generations to come, for your kids, your grandkids. And every person you touch, it can change your life as well, with your product, your service, or even the business. Every person has the exact same opportunity. It's that posture of knowing what you have and knowing where you're going that makes you a phenomenal closer. Knowing that you got to give it your best shot. You have to learn to be great at closing, not just for your success, but because those other people out there need your product, your service, your opportunity. What else better do they have to solve the problems that you can solve for them? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And in this industry, we have the best products on the planet. Period. End of story. I've only ever been in one home business as an opportunity. I've used multiple home products. Nobody ever knows what they are. That's on purpose. But the point being is, we have the best products in this industry, bar none, to solve people's issues and problems. And people can get started, make hundreds of thousands of dollars, pay off all their debt, secure their kids' college funds, and be able to live the life they want to live, travel the world, be able to vacation, create memories with their family better than anything else out there in the story. Let's get busy, and hopefully you've got your heart condition figured out. If you're already at the top, kudos to you. Kudos to you. If you're not at the top, get to the stinking top. My goodness, I don't benefit from telling you that. If you're at the top, kudos to you. You're plugging this training, great. If you're already going to first steps of success because you know, I mean, a doctor will spend enormous amounts of money, six figures, multiple six figures, and years of their life going to school to make less money than you and I can make, then why wouldn't we be willing to at least make the same kind of commitment to our training? Just food for thought. Okay, we're going to get into some closing right now. I actually have my closing scripts open. I've been reading mine. By the way, if you're in business, every day that you have scheduled on your calendar to work your business, your goal should be closing someone every single day. Just showing up in your office, making a few calls, and it just doesn't work out, that's unacceptable. If you work at least 1 hour, your goal should be that you give it 110%. I mean, no checking email, nothing. You're giving it 110%. You're on the phone, and you're absolutely presenting and doing a close. If you're doing a face-to-face approach, that's totally fine as well. But you should be actively doing it. You should be able to do one presentation and get a minimum of one person to a closing situation. You may have to do more than one presentation, but you're going to get a minimum for every hour you work. Every presentation you do in a day, how many presentations you are, every presentation that's available when you're working your business. And our company, we set it up years ago. We do 10 presentations a week, and it's always, even to this day, it's been my goal to make sure I have at least one person on every presentation. Does it always happen? No, but sometimes I have two or three people on a presentation. So whatever your setup is, there's a ton of different ways we're doing it on the phone tonight. We'll talk about it. I've done several different things over the years, different presentations. I've done the face-to-face approach, made a lot of money doing it, made $10,000 on an airplane trip once. So I've done hotel meetings, all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about that as we move forward. But the bottom line is this: no matter what your model is, no matter what is, every time there's a presentation done and you're working your business, your goal should be read that closing script. If you're not reading the closing script, you're not actually in business. And if you say, gosh, I'm giving it my best shot, if you're giving it 110%, then it won't be long. You will be reading that closing script every time there's a presentation. So what I want to do is I'm just going to start out first and get really down into the let's just start it out. I mean, what are we waiting for? First person that I want to work with tonight is a gentleman who's done excellent. I mean, 10 presentations, working only 10 hours. That's exactly what I was just talking about. Great job. Paul Carroll, if you can press 1 on your phone, that would bring you to the top of the queue, and Shane will be able to open up your line, because you're the first person that I want to work with one-on-one tonight, and let's see if we can sharpen up in that closing ratio and raise it at 10% to 20%, 30%, 50% or more.
I actually do not see Paul Carroll on the list, but if he does hit the number 1, it's a Carroll with a C, right?
Yeah, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Looks like he is not joining at this time.
Man, that is a bummer. Poor Paul. Literally, that's unfortunate. Gosh. Man, oh man. There's something I wanted to touch on. Gosh. Okay, then we are going to, man, what a missed opportunity. We are going to, let me see here. Give me 1 second there, Shane, and we will get the next person. Let's get Lacey Snyder. Lacey, press 1 on your phone.
There we go. Your line is open. Go ahead.
Hey, Lacey.
Hey.
How are you?
Well, nervous.
No reason to be nervous. I promise you, I don't bite. I did in the past life, but my new life, I'm good. You're actually doing pretty good. You're doing really awesome. You work 10 hours. You made 233 dials, so basically 23 dials an hour. That's a good pace. How long have you been in your company, Lacey?
Well, I kind of did it like off and on, and then I've been working it really hard for about a month and a half now.
Okay, so you've really been in your business for about a month and a half.
Yes.
Okay, welcome to your business.
Well, thank you.
You're doing really good, though. I mean, for a month and a half, you're making 23 dials an hour. That obviously, you've heard some of the numbers. Over time, you can, you know, get more efficient and increase that. But I got to tell you, the part that I'm really excited about, you did 9 presentations last week. That's about 1 an hour. That is absolutely exceptional. That's incredible. And then you got 2 new business partners. Is that a standard week for you?
It's getting there. Like, I've been increasing my skill pretty rapidly, so I'm excited to see where it takes me. So I'll have to say it that way.
I will tell you, I mean, long as you, and this is something everyone needs to hear, it only takes a 10% ratio over time to be able to make a 6-figure income. It's not going to happen in your first month, but a 10% in this industry, a 10% ratio over time without question will equal a 6-figure income. So you had a pretty good week. You did 9 presentations. Lacey, out of those 9 presentations, a number that I can't see here right now, how many people did you actually read the closing script to?
Hold on. I guess 2. One of them, like, he called me back, and I didn't get all the way through, and he hung up on me. But there was one that I actually got all the way through and closed him.
Okay. Okay, so you only actually closed one?
Well, I closed one lady, and then she kind of, like, fell off the face of the earth.
Okay.
Yes, technically, I guess 1.
And we won't have we might get into it on a portion of this call maybe next week, but we may not have time. When you have people that you close and they fall off the face of the earth, whether it's a client or whether it's a business builder, either one, it is always a training issue, meaning training that person and getting them involved in the training. And what is your main focus, Lacey? Are you primarily doing retail, or are you product sales, or are you primarily doing opportunities, business partners?
Right now, I'm focusing on the opportunity.
Okay. And so what is your presentation like? Tell me a little bit about your process.
I read page 16 and 17. And then I take them to, like, a video presentation that's about 45 minutes long, and I call them back an hour later and read the follow-up and closing script.
Okay. So are you following when you – it's 45 minutes long, and you follow up with them in an hour from when?
From when I originally talked to them.
Excellent. Why don't you follow up with them in 45 minutes?
Because sometimes – like, I can see when – they watch these videos, and a majority of the time, they're not completely done with that last part. And that last part is like a 37-minute video, so it takes a little while to get through.
Okay. Okay. You have a long presentation. Wow. But that's okay. So no problem. So you have access to seeing exactly when they get done with that?
Yes.
Okay. If your schedule allows it, and meaning if you don't have another appointment in there, I would be calling them back right away. And for everyone on the call, and by the way, you're doing really good. You know, I find a lot of times people wait an hour or an hour and a half or 2 hours later, or sometimes even the next day, because they think they're busy to follow up with someone after a close. And this is why you're actually, I mean, you have a pretty good closing ratio compared to most of the class, but it's really because you're doing the work. That's really where it comes from. I mean, not very many people averaging $23 an hour in the class, and there are a few, but you're in the top like 15%. So one of the things that a lot of people make a mistake on is they wait too long after. When someone finishes your presentation, they're typically excited, right?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you're excited about something, what's the first thing that you normally do? You tell someone about it, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been excited about something, then went and told someone about it, but they weren't so excited?
Yeah.
And they kind of like rain on your parade, right?
They do, yeah.
It happens to our prospects, too. If your prospect, let's say your prospect's sitting there looking at this, and let's say it's a wife and a mom, and she's looking at it, and she's getting really excited, she's getting into it. I mean, she was looking for something, and this is really seeming to match what she was looking for, and she's super excited, and you're going to call her back in 15 minutes, the presentation's done, and she happens to tell her husband, or she might even look at her watch, realize that, you know, he's between appointments, or he's somewhere on the road, or whatever. She might pick up her phone and call him, honey, you're not going to believe what I just saw. You're not, I mean, this is it. This is a way for us to be able to get out of debt. This is a way for us to pay off some bills. This is absolutely incredible. If she calls overjoyed like that, he's probably going to be like, you got to be kidding me. What are you talking about? If he is like that, then she suddenly is going to begin to get cold really quick.
Okay.
And if she's joined any businesses before, you know, he might be like, Joanne, don't be doing anything. Don't do anything till I get home. Let me look at it. Don't do anything at all. And if he's, like, frustrated or, you know, he's forceful, what's the likelihood that she's going to show up for your appointment in 15 minutes?
Not at all.
Yeah, there's a percentage. I mean, maybe if you got great prospecting skills and you build a great connection with her, she might show up, but you won't be able to close her. She'll just tell you she just can't do it, da-da-da-da, she needs to whatever. She'll put you off. So that's one of the things you want to minimize. And you're doing 15 minutes, that's not bad, but you do want to tighten that up. At the end, if at all possible, every once in a while, life doesn't allow it, but 75, 85% of the time, guys, gals, we have to be closing them right after that presentation, because that's when their emotion, their excitement level, that's when if they have a question, it's a real question, it's not an objection. They really want the answer to it. And the difference is sometimes people ask questions and really they're just looking for the hole in the boat. They're not really looking for the answer. And sometimes people ask questions or if they ask a question in a closing scenario and they really want the answer. And it's based off of where they're at in their belief and their mindset, based off of what they've seen in the presentation. So that's one thing right off the bat. So you take them to a presentation, and then what type of industry are you in, your product?
Travel.
Okay. So you take them, you get back with them, and when you get back with them, you're reading the closing script, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the biggest hurdle you're having in the closing script, like when you're reading it?
Well, like, I'll ask them about what they like, about what they saw, you know, then that's when they start, like, hitting me with questions, and I just kind of, like, I guess, just back up, and it's like, oh, I don't know, because, you know, I really don't know the answers to these questions, and, you know, my director or whatever, you know, she's like, well, just repeat the question, so I do, but then they come back with another question, and I just lose everything, and I'm like, okay, thank you.
Okay. So you're working in a situation where your upline is not really available to help you either. Is that correct?
Well, she is. It's just sometimes I can't get her right, you know, right that second. And
okay.
So I just, since I'm already in the closing, I just try to go ahead and do it. And I've just, like I told her, I've not read the script enough to be comfortable with it like I have the prospecting script. That's the only thing I can think of.
But
right,
the good news, Lacey, is that we just borrow what, you know, Nike's old motto. We just do it. It's no big deal. I mean, that's how you're going to get comfortable. So I bet you remember when you first started reading that prospecting script, you weren't real comfortable either, were you?
No, I was actually really scared.
And now you can go to that prospecting script almost with your eyes closed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The closing script will get the exact same way. It'll become autopilot. But let's see if we can work on a couple of things with closing. I have a funny feeling I may know some of what's going on, but let's just see. So why don't you go ahead. Is it a web presentation or is it a conference call?
The presentation is a web presentation, I'm sorry.
Okay. So why don't you call me right after that presentation then?
Okay. All right. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Stacey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Awesome. Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yeah, I looked at it.
Awesome. Well, what did you like about what you saw?
I like that, it sounded really good.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, there were a lot of good information there, and it sounded really good. I mean, how much does it cost me to get started?
Well, can you tell me more about what you liked about what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a good opportunity to be able to work from home, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. And that's really good. How much is this going to cost me to actually get started?
You know, that's actually a really good question, and I don't really know at the moment. But if I can get someone that could, yeah, see, that's where I lose it.
Okay. Okay. First of all, Lacey, let me talk about a couple of things. Two things can be happening here. First of all, if you're going to read the closing script and close them, you're not going to call someone else to help out. So you're going to either do it, boom, you're going to do it because either A, your upline, whoever you're working with, is not available, so you're going to go for it, or that person is available and you're going to do the three-way and set it up with them and edify that your upline, whoever that is, and do that three-way smoothly so that you set that. Because if you start trying to close them and then mess it up and then try to bring your director in, your upline or whatever the case may be, you're going to be creating a train wreck. So you don't want to create a train wreck for your director, and clearly that's what your upline's called in your company. So you don't want to create that train wreck. So you either want to, if you're going to close, you commit to closing, and you go ahead and you close them, and you give it your best shot no matter what, because you are developing a multi-million-dollar division of your company. And if you're going to close them, you close them. If not, then you need to work with your director. If your director's available, certainly work with your director and get your director to work with you as quick as possible. Maybe your director's doing other closes, whatever the case may be, but get them to work with you as quick as possible. Let's go through this and, let me back up. Does the presentation have the dollar amounts in it already? Does the presentation have costs in it?
Yes. It's like a really detailed overview of the product and I guess the opportunity as well.
Okay. And now, do you get questions about cost?
Sometimes, and that makes me wonder, like, did you really watch it?
Okay. The reason I wanted to tell you, a lot of people don't realize this in the beginning. Not all of your clients or prospects that you take to a presentation actually watch it. Even though, you know, websites are neat these days. I've used this kind of website before, like you're talking about, can kind of measure, you know, whether they went through the video or what their next step was. But the issue is, if I start playing that video and my kid starts crying, they got a poopy diaper, and I sit down on the floor while the video is playing and I'm changing their diaper and things like that, am I really watching that video?
No.
If I get up to go let my dog out, you know, because whatever, he pooped on the floor a while ago and I don't want him to poop again, am I really watching the video?
No.
Okay. One of the biggest reasons people don't watch the presentation is how it was edified beforehand. So you want to make sure when you read that follow-up script, do you just do page 16 and 17 and then you take them right to the presentation, or do you take them to something shorter and then follow up with them and take them to a longer presentation? Do you do it one step or two steps?
I guess one step, because I read it all the way through, and I actually had to type out, like, my own edification script. That way I know what I'm going to be saying, and then I take them to the presentation, and then I call them back with the follow-up and closing script after that.
Okay. The edification script, by the way, should be wrapped around at the end of page 16 and 17 in the script book, the way Danny wrote it. That's the same kind of model you should use. You know, on this website, that's where you're going to find the information that you're looking for so that you can be able to their needs, strengths, and goals. And then you just edify the person on it or whatever the case may be, but just do it from the heart, whatever it may be. Just, you know.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be, just tell them who that person is and the significance of the person sharing the information or the significance of what they're going to hear or the significance of the tool that's available when you work at our company. You know, this is a tool that you're actually looking at. We all have access to within our company. The website company that set this up for us actually told us they've invested over $250,000 in the software we use. And so as you go through this, you're definitely going to be able to find out how you can get out of debt and be able to be at home and spend more time with your kids and be able to be debt-free. but you're also going to be learning and seeing the exact same type of tools. You're going to be able to have similar tools for your own clients and for your own business in the future. So make sure you're taking really good notes. You're going to find a lot of the specifics about our company, and you're going to understand exactly what it takes so that you can be able to work from home, pay off all your debt, and be able to be there with your kids. So I have another appointment coming up, so it should take you about 45 minutes to get through this. As soon as I'm done with my appointment, I will connect back with you, and then we'll go from there and figure out what your next step may be.
Okay. That sounds a lot better than what I had.
Yeah, just remember who you are and what you're taking them through. I mean, aren't you showing them a presentation that can change their life?
Yeah.
They need to know that. Do you believe that? Because that, yeah, didn't sound like it.
Well, I was shaking my head, too. You just can't see it. But, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, now let's go into the closing script. Let's just, okay, you get them there. By the way, if you know someone didn't watch the presentation, you need to reschedule them. You need to reschedule them. If you find out, and one of the clues is, when you ask them what they liked about the presentation, if they don't tell you anything they liked, they're really vague. Oh, it sounded really good. I like all the information. Or everyone sounded good that shared, you know, what happened to them. Because people who've been into, they've looked at a lot of business opportunities or a lot of home businesses over the years, they're used to all the testimonies and things like that. So if you read that first script, that first word, what did you like about what you saw on the website, or what did you like about what you saw in that video, or what did you like about what you saw on that conference call? Whatever it is that you use for your company. If they're incredibly vague, you did the right thing. You kept pushing me. What did you like best about what you saw?
Okay.
And if they say something like, well, I like how I can be able to work from home. What was it that you liked specifically about what, you know, John Smith talked about, Mr. Smith talked about working from home?
Okay.
And you just pull it more and more. And you can tell if they ask you some questions like about costs and things like that, you can talk about those are really great questions. And really and truly, it seems like a lot of the information that you're looking for was in the presentation. And anything you have, any other question you have above beyond that, I want to be able to help you with. You know, is it that you're serious about being able to work from home, being able to pay off your debt, the things they told you? Is it that you're very serious about those things? Yes, absolutely. We have a way potentially that we can do that. But first you have to get through we can't work with anyone who doesn't have all the information up front. Unfortunately, we won't be able to schedule another presentation until whenever your next – well, in your case, the web presentation, you can schedule another. So you basically just take them right back to it. You reiterate, is it that you're serious about it? Boom, we got to go through all the information and take them right back through it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, now let's handle questions. So let's just say that you hit me up with questions as soon as I'm going to go to close you. I don't know anything about your company or anything like that, so it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to do it generic. And give me some questions. I'm going to give you two examples. I want you to compare how it feels as the prospect.
Okay.
So, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Lacey, how's it going?
It's going good.
What did you like about what you saw on that presentation?
Well, I liked how I could make some extra money.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it was just the situation that we're in right now. I'm just trying to get my husband out of the oil field, and I like how I can be able to do that for him.
So do you want to make a little or a lot, Lacey?
Well, a lot.
What for?
To bring my husband home. He hates his job.
So, Lacey, at your current job, in your current position, how long will it take you to be able to know that you can bring your husband home from the oil field?
Right now, a very long time.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to bring your husband home from the oil field? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Well, I would love to be able to throw the top.
Great. Welcome aboard. Okay, Lacey, where was the question?
Yeah, there wasn't one. I'm not very good at that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's totally okay. Let's do it again. Go ahead and give me a question, just like normally happens to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Lacey. What did you like about what you saw in that presentation?
Well, you know, I wasn't really sure how much it cost, How much is this going to cost me?
That is an excellent question. When you went through the presentation, did you go through all of those details specifically?
Well, I thought I did. How much is this going to cost me again?
Right. So when you went through that presentation and you heard Mr. Smith, he was talking about the details within the business, what to expect as far as the tax write-offs you can have, what to expect as far as the savings that you get, as well as what it actually costs on a month-to-month basis, an understanding of all that. You missed that part, didn't you?
I guess I did.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Lacey, we would love to be able to work with you so that you can be able to bring your husband home out of the oil field, as you told me earlier. Are you absolutely deadly serious about that?
Yes.
Are you really serious about it, or are you just telling me that, you know, you did because you just missed out looking at the presentation and you just don't want to hurt my feelings? Is this something that you're really serious about?
Yeah, how exactly does this work?
I totally understand, Lacey, that you want to know how it works, and I want to make sure you know how it works. So we have two options here. Either we can go back and we can go through the presentation so that you have all the information, and then if you have any follow-up questions, I can certainly answer those. Or if you're not actually going to go through the presentation and look at all the information, unfortunately, it's going to be very challenging for us to successfully work together. So which would you prefer to do? Keep doing what you're doing now, or would you like to go through the presentation?
I'll go over the presentation.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So essentially, all I did is use a – because this is a after the presentation. This is no different than – let me turn to the script in the script book. Is this something you're getting often?
Yeah, it's usually about how much it's going to cost or how, you know, exactly does it work. Those are like the two main questions that I get, and then it just throws me off.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with asking how it works, because people can look at information, and when it's a new concept to them, mm-hmm. it's second nature to you, but when it's a new concept to them, they don't fully they don't look at it. But basically, if you look in the script book, where there's a script that I don't actually have to use that often, so it's not even marked in my script book, but it's about the person not looking at the presentation. And I have a funny feeling you don't have an issue on the first presentation. It's when you take them to the second one that you have the most issues, huh?
Yeah. Like sometimes I have problems, but I feel more comfortable, I guess, with those objections in the presentation, for the prospecting.
Okay.
It's like something that I have problems with right now.
The script that you need right now, which I used to use this a lot in the very beginning of my business. I have not used this in several years, but it's just a skill set thing. Page 72 in the supplemental script book.
Okay.
The issue that you're having that you may not realize that this script is beneficial to you is because they're acting like they saw it, but then they hit you with a question, and you know clearly they didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't say, you know, if they ask you a question, you know, if this is a long presentation that you're dealing with, so if they actually went through that presentation, they saw all the details, they would ask you like a more involved or more intelligent question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About the money or whatever, or they would be repeating the money. I saw that thing on the video. You know, it's going to cost me whatever, $69 or $349 or $12.95, whatever it is. I saw that thing on the video. Is that how much it costs for me to start? So that's totally different.
Yeah.
But if you can tell they're not looking at the information, then what you want to do is go on page 72. And what you want to say is that's a great question, and that information has been covered in great detail. And you can briefly talk about all aspects, you know, whatever it is, you know, how our advertising is figured up, the web tools we use, all those things, and what you would need to budget for to succeed in your business so that you can actually succeed is covered in great detail. And it seems like that you didn't have a chance to go through it thoroughly, and then you just go into page 72. You know, Lacey, I certainly don't want to waste your time or mine. I typically don't give people a second chance, but I'm absolutely certain that you're deadly serious about being able to bring your husband home from the oil field. Then I'll give you a second chance. So you tell me, are you serious about bringing your husband home from the oil field?
Yes.
And then, boom, just redirect them back to the
okay.
presentation.
Awesome.
If they're like, well, I'm really serious, but why can't you just tell me the information? Why do I – because it's a 45-minute you know, whatever. And if they keep pushing the issue, they're not serious, and you can just politely move. When you get more serious, you just go ahead and give me a call back. Good luck to you, and God bless you.
Okay, and that's on 73. Where you get that from?
72 and 73.
Okay.
I haven't looked at the information yet. Objection.
I got you. Okay.
Typically, that's used in prospecting when you call them back, but in this case, these people are acting like they looked at the information. You have some sneaky prospects, and it's because you've done two presentations. You had a conversation with them, you took them to something, and then you did a follow-up, and you edified another presentation, and so that's why they're acting that way on the second presentation. Normally, that wouldn't happen. Typically, you say, what did you like about it? And they would just say, oh, I didn't look at it yet.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. I think what I'm going to do, I want to show on this call how to answer questions, but I want to give someone else an opportunity as well. So, Lacey, do you have any specific questions before I move on?
Not at the moment. I just want to thank you for your time. You really helped me a lot.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for, even though you were nervous and all that, you realize now I don't bite. You actually broke the ice for everyone else. They realize I don't bite either, and we can actually get down to nitty-gritty and get to work and cover as much information as possible in the little time that we have. So thank you for being that brave soul, even though you didn't stand up and volunteer, but then again, you did, because you have a very professional level of activity. For the time you're working, I mean, you're doing really good. For a month and a half, I've worked with people for several months before I could ever get them to make $23 an hour on average, and the truth is, that's what you need to do every single day. That's just basics. That's the basic building blocks, putting that work in. And that work in is giving you this opportunity to actually close. So congratulations to you. Keep working on that pace. It'll even get more efficient and more effective later on, but you're on the right track. And this closing script will become second nature to you. Great job. Okay, Shane, if we can put her back into the class. And let's go with I want to make sure I got this name right. Let's go with Christina Waller. Christina, if you can press 1 on your phone.
Yet. Let me look on our list. I do not see Christina in the class right now.
Ah, that's a bummer. Okay. You know what that happens is Christina paid for something and doesn't even get it. That's a shame. Okay. Let me double check this name here. Okay, let me go with let's do this one. Let me pull up the name right here. Let's go with Joni Snaith. Joni Snaith, you can press 1 on your phone. Cool. Hey, Joni, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Well, first of all, I got to commend you. Joni, let me pull up your numbers here. You're doing absolutely incredible. You made 508 dials in 20 hours. So that's awesome. That's above 25 dials an hour. And you did 16 presentations. So first of all, let me say this. You are absolutely a professional prospector, bar none, period, end of story, because you're getting people through your process to the presentation. But what we need to work on is the close, because we're at 0% at least for last week. So you're a professional prospector. Now we need to make you a professional closer. So talk to me a little bit about, okay, 16 presentations. I mean, what does it feel like? Is you're using a conference call, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what does it feel like what seems to be the biggest issue for you?
The biggest issue, I always get the money objection. Always. I seem to build a great rapport with them. It's very, you know, most of my people are there for their clothes. The other day, I had a lady who called me back for her clothes because I had 3 closes and it was too late when I called her, and I just thought she wasn't there, and then she called me back the next day. But the same thing happened. It was a money objection. And I get a lot of people that say that they're going to get started, but they're going to call me. They're going to get back to me.
Okay, and then they just never get back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever schedule appointments for those people to reconnect with them?
What I do, I'll read the no money objection script, and I will try and set them up on a, we have a marketing system so they can utilize that. So, you know, I basically tell them I'm going to take a risk on them. I can pre-launch their training, and then we get to that part, which is just a smaller amount that they need to pay, and then they don't have the money for that, and so I tell them my hands are tied without that. And I give them, you know, I just say, well, how soon will you be able to set this up? And they say, if they say anything longer than 2 days, then I just tell them, okay, call me. But I usually plug them into the Smarter Networker Bootcamp at that point so that they have something to go by until they call me back.
Okay. Well, you're doing a lot of things right. I want to recap some things here because you're doing a lot of things right. First of all, what she is doing here with starting their training, if you guys aren't familiar with it, it's an alternative close that Danny talks about, which I've been using for years. It's absolutely incredible. It's called Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. So what it sounds like you're doing, Joni, is if they don't have the money, they give you a money objection. You read the objection script, and if it still doesn't work because you're selling them like on an entry level, in this case it's a website system so they can start some training, if they still give you an objection there, then you're still plugging them into Smarter Networker. So you're still getting them essentially involved, exposed, and hopefully upgraded. But currently we don't have any upgrades happening, and that's what we're looking for, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Let's just go through the close. So we'll come off the, now, when – okay, so when your presentation is done, it's a conference call. When the conference call is done, how quickly are you following back up with them, I guess?
I'm following back up with them right away, unless if I have a team member's close to do. But otherwise, I tell them I'll give them a call back within a half hour after the conference, and I usually just, if I only had one guest, I'll call them back right away.
Excellent. Okay, so you're taking your team first. That's phenomenal. I've been doing that for years. That's high-level leadership right there. So you're taking your team first, and then you take your own guest that went on the presentation, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and, let's just go ahead and close me. So I was your guest tonight, and I was on your conference call.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Stacy. How's it going?
Hi. It's going good.
Good. What did you like about what you heard on the call?
I liked the energy that everyone had, and you know, people were in really difficult places, some of them, and the company was a way for them to, or the opportunity was a way for them to be able to change their situations, and it sounded really good.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, I'm in a difficult situation, and I'd like to change my situation, and if working from home and earning an extra income with this company would allow me to do that, that would be amazing.
Okay. Stacey, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I would like to make that's a silly question. What do you mean? What do you mean? I want to make a lot.
What for?
To be able to get out of debt, to be able to pay some bills.
Stacey, at your current job with what you're currently doing, how long will it take you to change your situation so that you can get out of debt and pay your bills?
Since I'm unemployed, it's going to take a long time.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards paying off that debt and getting on top of those bills? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same work and effort?
I don't want to start at the bottom. I want to make 3 to 9 times the amount of money for sure.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks that your clients will be sending to you?
Stacy, Stacy, O'Quinn, O apostrophe Q U I N N.
Okay. Do you use a middle initial?
No.
And what's the address that you want those checks sent to?
One O One Make a Lot of Money Avenue.
Is that all one word?
Yes. Make a lot of money.
Okay. And the city?
Gold Town.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
10000.
Okay. Okay. And how do you want to take care of your top package?
What do you mean by that?
How do you want to take care of your package? You could use Visa, MasterCard.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't have that kind of money right now.
Okay, so, Stacy, is it that you're absolutely serious about being able to change your situation and get out of debt and pay your bills, and that you've just really fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me you can't afford it because you're really not that serious and you just don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I don't really care about your feelings. I just don't have the money.
Well, Stacy, I don't typically do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I am certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I am willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your training.
Freeze.
Okay.
Freeze. First of all, your numbers are absolutely incredible. And, you know, Joni, I've seen you at a ton of Danny events. I've met you and your husband personally. And one of the things that I absolutely love about you is the way you smile, and you know, it's just contagious. I mean, it makes other people smile. I mean, you're just this upbeat mood that you have. It's absolutely phenomenal. Where the hell is it?
I don't know.
There it goes. Wow. Welcome back, Joni, that we've seen at First Steps before. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's talk about how you were going through this closing script for a second. The smile, you've heard of smiling when you prospect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and look, just the way you said that, yeah, you're just like totally upbeat now. We're not in the close. You're not. Just the way you can clearly prospect, you have got a solid handle on prospecting. No question about it. End of stinking story. Your numbers, you're incredibly professional, ratio-wise, I mean, on the prospecting, all the way up to the close. I mean, let me go back to your numbers here. I mean, you put 30 people into the pipeline, it looks like here, and you got 16 people to a presentation, and then, of course, no closes. So you have, let me see here, you have like, some people only get like 5% into the pipeline, and you're like, excuse me, 5% into the pipeline, and you've got almost, I mean, you're tracking here. Your numbers are insane, absolutely incredible all the way up until the presentation. So you have an incredible level of comfort prospecting, but for some reason you're losing that on the closing. And so let me show you how that feels to your prospect. So,
okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Joni. What did you like about what you saw on the website, on the conference call?
I really liked all the stories that I heard.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, that one girl that said she used to babysit and, you know, now she's making like, you know, six figures in a year, that was crazy. And just there were so many people that had stories. It just, that really stood out to me.
Okay. Joni, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, a lot. Right? Who doesn't?
What for?
Well, like I told you earlier, I have, you know, my kids, and I want to put them back in dance class and soccer, and my husband's out of work right now, and I'm just, you know, we're going paycheck to paycheck, and it's just not working right now.
Joni, at your current job, how long would it take you to be able to know that you can take care of the dance classes and soccer and not have to live paycheck to paycheck even though your husband's out of work?
It's probably not going to happen where I'm at right now.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to pay for dance classes and to not have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Well, definitely, I mean, 3 to 9 times, but, I mean, those top packages, that's expensive.
Let's freeze right here for a minute, because part of the reasons you're having a hard time dealing with the money objection is how your prospect feels right here.
Yeah, I felt that.
So it's just when you read that script, it's just you're a natural, Joni, you're a natural people person. Your energy is contagious. And you know that on the front end, you just because you're closing, there's no reason to lose it on the back end. There's no reason to get, it's almost like you're trying to be someone else different on the back end than who you naturally are. And so the key is just read that script with the same smile on your face. I mean, you're about to change this person's life, and they're going to take that step. And they're going to be able to never worry about something like dance classes for their kids ever again. They're going to be able to give their kids any kind of education or any kind of opportunity they ever want to be able to give them. Any kind of sports they ever want to play, they're going to be able to give it to their kids. That's the opportunity you're about to give them. They'll never worry about someone being laid off of work ever again. They're going to be like Steve in Florida who lost his job, and after coming out of a Danny Johnson event, he never had to worry about it because in his first year working with his home business, he made $90,000. And even though he had a bachelor's degree and been a 30-year computer software engineer, he's never had to worry about doing that ever again. That's the kind of opportunity you're giving these people with their home business, with your home business. So isn't that something to be stinking excited about?
Yeah.
Totally.
It is. It's totally exciting. I don't know why. I just freeze up.
Okay. And there could be a number of reasons why. You might could be nervous about what they're going to say to you. You'd be nervous, are they really going to start? What kind of objection are you going to get? All those kinds of things. But listen, you have the scripts in front of you, so it's no big deal. If they give you a money objection, you clearly know to read the money objection. You even already know we don't even have to talk about what your framework should be. You already have it laid out in front of you what to do with the script. So you know what to do when you get the objection. There's no reason to be nervous about it. So
okay. Just
smile. So, okay. and use your normal tone, like when you're prospecting, because you obviously do that very well. You're still prospecting to see if they're qualified. Because let me ask you something. Is there anywhere else that you can start a division of a company or a franchise anywhere and generate millions of dollars in revenue for, what, a few thousand dollars or less?
No.
No. Do you not have the best thing that could possibly ever happen to this person's life?
I totally do.
No question. Then tell your mouth that. Tell your voice that. So let me just take you to this a different way. So we just did the one way. So ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Joni. What did you like about what you heard on the call?
I loved the testimonies that I heard.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, just everyone overall, but that one girl that, you know, she used to be a babysitter and now she's making like 6 figures a year. That was really cool. And just to hear, you know, so many people having similar results was awesome.
Tell me more about the results. I mean, why did that stand out to you?
Well, it just seemed that these people are regular people and, you know, it just seemed like the system was easy for them to follow.
Okay. And Joni, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, like I told you before, my husband's out of work right now, and you know, I'm working two jobs and it's just not covering all the things that we want.
So, Joni, at your current position, how long would it take you to be able to not have to worry anymore about the jobs and, like you said earlier, be able to put your daughter in the dance classes and things like that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, honestly, Stacey, I don't know. It's not – I don't feel like it's ever going to change.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards never having to worry again about your husband being laid off? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Well, definitely the top. I mean, I don't know if I can start at the top right now, but that makes the most sense.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your text your clients are sending you?
JoAnieSnaith.
Snaith?
Yep.
And what address do you want your clients to send their checks to?
123 Money Way.
123 Money Way. And what city?
Familyville.
Familyville.
Mm-hmm.
And what state was that?
North Carolina.
Okay. And what's the zip code there in Familyville?
08003.
08003. Perfect. And how do you want to take care of your package, Joni?
I do it on Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for that number when you are.
Okay. It's blah, blah, blah.
Well, Joni, what happened to your money objection?
I don't know. I forgot. I really felt good about what we were doing.
Okay. That's exactly how your prospects should feel as well. You noticed the first time, wasn't it very uncomfortable?
Yeah, there was a lot of long pauses, and you just seemed, like, more timid, and, like, I didn't really want to follow you because I felt like I was leading the conversation. And
definitely.
Yeah.
The only difference was I really just smiled the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, the whole time I just smiled and just had that same conversation I would have to you like I actually known you because I'd actually talked to you, you know, for 20 minutes earlier.
Okay. I can't tell you how much this has helped me, so thank you.
You are very welcome. And then when you have those money objections and things like that, you'll be able to handle those much, much smoother because what's happening right now, Joni, it's like a bait and switch. They're used to one person, and when they got after the presentation, they found someone totally different that they're not sure they like anymore.
Yeah, I see that.
You just need to bring that smile, girl. I mean, everywhere you walk, Joni, you have a smile. You're just happy. You're very you're not intimidating to anyone. You're just naturally a warm person. That's a strength you have. It comes across over the phone. We can all hear it right now and just the natural cadence of your voice, the whole nine yards. And you just need to bring you, Joni, who you are, to your close, and you'll be just fine. You'll build trust. You'll continue to build credibility. And just like you said, you had an objection, whatever it was, but I think you totally just forgot it. It felt good. You were going in the right direction. So...
Okay.
Totally. Cool.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Awesome. Shane, let's go ahead and put her back into the class. And I can't say enough great things about your numbers on the front end, Joni. You're doing absolutely, I mean, you should be dang proud of that. Dang proud of that. And let me see here. Let's see who we're going to get next. Give me 1 second because we missed a couple that I was actually counting on. So I'm just going to pull someone here, let's see. Man, a lot of you guys. Who is it going to be? Okay. Okay. Let's take Brad Young. Press 1, Brad.
One moment. I see him on the call. I will open up his line. No need to press one. Oh, here he goes with the one, and your line is open.
Hey, Brad.
It's his wife, Amanda, but he can get on. He's on the line here.
That's totally okay. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Now, for you guys, I'm looking at, actually, now I'm looking at both of your numbers here. I see them. Some couples submitted them together. You guys actually did it separate. Okay, this is actually, I am so glad. You know what? It worked out exactly what it's supposed to tonight. Because, Amanda, I see that you did 37 presentations here. We gotta get some closes. I'm seeing, is this right? No closes?
Yeah, that's right. No closes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, your numbers on the front end are awesome. I mean, you got 19 hours worth of work. You did 490 dials. Brad is, his pace per hour is a little slower than yours, but 388 dials. You guys are doing absolutely incredible. We got to tweak this thing, though, because you guys are going to be an unstoppable powerhouse when we get this closing down. I mean, you guys did 37. You got to watch. Math in public is not my strong point. Let me use my calculator here. You guys did 44 presentations last week. That is absolutely incredible and insane. That is a solid professional full-time effort. Nice job. Nice job. Okay, Amanda. So talk to me about what is your first of all, what is your presentation like that you're actually taking people to? Is it a web presentation? Is it a conference call? What are you guys using?
I take them to we both take them to a website, and we have them watch two videos on there. There's actually four videos, but it'd be like an hour and a half long, so we found two short videos, and it takes about 10 minutes to watch both videos.
Okay. Both videos combined?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And now, in those videos, are they finding out some of the nuts and bolts about, you know, the actual opportunity itself?
Yeah. The second one is about the comp plan.
Okay. And it's a short one, apparently, because it's combined. They're 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah. The first one's more about the products. The second one's about the comp plan.
Okay, let me just say this for the sake of everyone on the call. Oftentimes, comp plan videos and presentations get very, very in-depth. What it sounds like Amanda and Brad have here is a really, really short one. That is, if you have a really short one or something like that, that's awesome. But if you're getting all in the weeds with a really long comp plan, unless it's what your company is telling you to do because other people are doing it and closing sales, don't use a long comp plan video. Your prospect gets lost and confused, and when they're lost and confused, they are not going to get started at all. They're going to tell you they need to think about it or something like that. Okay. Amanda, are the videos you guys using, are they videos that other people are using to close sales as well?
Yeah, that's what they said. But I don't know which ones they actually use out of that bunch.
Okay.
There's like a product one, and then there's like a 49-minute one, and then there's another like 10, 15-minute one, and then there's a 5-minute one.
Okay.
All on the same page.
Okay. You need to... the person you're working with, I guess, above you in your organization, what do they recommend that you use?
Huh? They actually don't do a lot of cold leads. They do their own webinars, like about themselves, and actually, that's all I know that they do. Actually, I don't know if they do other things. And they also do live, live presentations. Like you go to someone's house or whatever, and they do it that way.
Okay. Well, live presentations are cool. I've made quite a bit of money with those. Let me, first of all, what we found here is an issue in the industry. So what we're dealing with right now, and I'm glad that I called you guys up, you certainly don't want to duplicate. You probably have I can tell that you're working with someone in the industry that has a long track record in the industry and is very successful, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Those are typically people who create those kind of videos and things like that. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that for them. The challenge is you can't duplicate it, right?
Right, we can't. Yes, that's correct.
So this is note to self. No matter how successful you come, even when you're making millions of dollars down the road, you want to remember that what you do needs to duplicate so that your own team don't run into the same issues, and your director or your upline or your whatever they're called, supervisor, whatever they're called, is probably making a whole gaggle of money and doing awesome. But what you're running into is an issue you don't ever want to create because they're not duplicatable. Systems are duplicatable. People are not. So what I want you to do is, do you know anyone else who's using these websites who's making or these videos and making incredible money? Do you know them personally? Do you have any way of meeting them?
I don't know if I can meet them or not. I mean, we told them that we were doing cold leads, and they said to use these videos.
Okay, that's totally fine. And so that's totally fine. And so does your company have, like, corporate events or anything like that?
They have one a year.
Okay. I would encourage you guys, if that's your only other solution, to find out all you're looking for. You're not finding anyone different to work with. That would be silly. But what you want to do is find out what someone else is doing. See, there's no reason for you to have to recreate the wheel here. And when you get started in any business, you need to find out what someone else is using that you can also use. And you want to find someone who's making a six-figure income or more and just duplicate what they're doing. Hans Johnson told me a long time ago that make a six-figure income, you should never have to think about anything. There's too many other people doing it. You just have to find out what they're doing and then model it, period. So that's what I'm asking you to do. So, and you probably talk to your upline person, whoever the person is above you in your company. You could talk to them and ask them for some people who are actually using the videos. You just want to learn their process more. And even if the majority of people in your company aren't using cold leads and you're wanting to use cold leads, that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Even if it's in the minority, there's probably someone else out there. I know for a fact there's someone out there using cold leads. You just want to look for that person and just model what present. All you're looking for is not to have a long conversation with them, verify that they're making, you know, a whole bunch of money, and then what are they actually using? Which of those four videos are they using? Because I can guarantee what you guys are doing. You guys at times have been playing and mixing and matching and trying to figure out which video works better, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, and that's a waste of your time. So I will tell you right now, all you need in a video is something that gives you some background about the company, something that builds a need and why the product is needed, a background in the company, a need on why the product is needed, and what it takes to actually get started with the company, and a call to action to get started. That's really all you need. Comp plan is optional. If you're using that just because it's a smaller video, that's fine. People actually don't need, if they know when they sell a product they make X amount of dollars, people actually don't need comp plan information to get signed up. I promise you, I've had people pay thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of dollars over the years. I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars, and people did not understand the comp plan. Unless you're just using it because it's a short video, that's fine. But what you need is something that explains something about the product, the background about the company, builds a need for the product, something that edifies the company, and tells them how they're going to get paid. That's primarily what you need. And then at that point, you can read a closing script to them. When you're reading the closing script, are you reading the closing script out of the script book on page 22?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is typically happening?
There's no shows. I mean, because we don't know if they watch them or not, but when we call them, I call them back right away. Like, I tell them, I'll call you back in 15 minutes. And there's only been two people there. And the one girl said, or actually both of them, well, the one guy was not interested at all. He's like, I do not want to start a business, period, if this is what it is. And then the other one was a money objection.
Okay, so wait a minute. So let's talk about this for a minute. So you had 44 people between both you and Brad go to a presentation, and no one was there after the presentation except for these two people.
Right.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about what happens before the presentation then. Are you reading the prospecting and closing scripts?
Yeah.
Okay. And at the end of those scripts, are you walking them to this website with these videos on it, or where, what are you doing with them at the end of those scripts?
I emailed them the website because it's, there's a password to it, and then I tell them in the email, like I edify their, or I tell them what their goals are and to take really good notes, and then I give them steps like go to this website, put this password in, and watch these two videos.
Okay. And then you follow, they watch the two videos, and you send them that email, and you expect to reconnect back with them how soon? So if you just hit me that, if you just have that conversation with me, when are you going to talk to me again?
15 minutes.
Okay. Okay. They're not showing up because they're not watching your videos. And they don't want to tell you that. So how come, what would happen if you physically walked them to the website and gave them the password?
Well, at least I know they got on. Maybe my ratios would go up on the closing.
Ding, 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 ding. The other thing that happens is, have you ever sent someone an email and they didn't get it?
I don't know. I mean, the other two, they got it, they said. I don't know about all the other ones.
What I'm asking is, have you ever sent anyone an email and they didn't receive the email for one reason or another?
Probably, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Have people sent you emails and then you go look and you didn't have it? Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, that has happened.
See, email is a very inexact science. It's not very exact at all. I don't know if inexact is a word, but I just made it up for tonight. It's not very exact at all. And since social media and all this kind of stuff is out there, and I'm not saying that you should be sending people messages on social media and anything like that either. But people are not used to email was the main way you communicated with text and technology now. Email is not the main way that people communicate. Email is something that's kind of going on the back burner except in the corporate world. So if you're going to send them an email, assuming that you're going to do that, or you just physically walk them, I physically walk people to the website that I use. I use a website and a web presentation as well. It's a little different setup than you have, but basically I walk them to the website. And if I have a way that I could have a login page, I don't use that, but when I did use that, I would just tell them there's a login page and here's the information you need to put into it. Go ahead and put that in and let me see when you get it. And then once they're actually looking at the videos, you show them the videos to watch, you edify those videos at that time. You edify those videos at that time, you let them know it's going to take about 15 minutes. You have another appointment. Aren't you going to be calling someone else in that time period?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I can tell. I'm looking at your numbers. You know how to work professionally. Now we need to get you from – you're in the category where you're effective. Now we need to get you – I mean, you're efficient. Now we need to get you effective. So you just need to walk them to those videos, edify the videos, edify the person in the videos, if there's a person in the videos, edify the content. Let them know, make sure you have a pen and paper handy, because on those videos is how you're going to be able to learn the information you're looking for so that you can need strengths and goals. I have another appointment. I'll give you a call back in 15 minutes or as soon as I'm done with my appointment. What's the likelihood that they're going to watch that information?
A lot higher.
Yeah, totally. And so now if you tell me to get on the computer and I'm like, oh, my goodness, the cable company's here right now working and I can't get on the computer. Now, is there any doubt about where I'm at? You know exactly what's going on with me, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Because if you said, I'm going to send you an email, it's going to have all this information, boom, 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 and I'm going to call you in an hour or I'm going to call you in 15 minutes. Yours is 15 minutes. If that's the case, I know you're sending me the information. If I've looked at opportunities before, I may know that you're going to try to call me and close me. So I'll look at the information and call you when I want to. It's kind of like passing out flyers. How many flyers would you possibly have to pass out for someone to actually be excited enough to call you back?
We've experienced a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, it's thousands. It's a tiny percentage. But when you're actually forming them and building that relationship, prospecting them, when you to get them to the close, that's not a flyer situation. You actually have them. They filled out some information online. They already answered the flyer. Now you want to make sure they get through the information. And so if they tell you that the cable's out, you know, then your next question is, oh, my goodness, when is it expected to be back up? I don't know. Hopefully in an hour. You know what? Let me connect with you. I have quite a few appointments right now in my office. Let me connect with you right now. It's about 9:30. So why don't I connect with you? I'm going to have an opening around 10:45. So why don't I connect with you at 10:45, and then I can get you that information you're looking for so you can be able to pay your bills, and that way you and your husband, Brad, never have to worry about finances again. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works, yes.
Awesome. Okay. I'll call you back in about 10:45, and hopefully that cable company's got everything resolved. I'll talk to you soon. Now, boom. Now, I have a question for you. If you're building a multi-million-dollar business, which one feels more professional, the one where you just send an email and call you back in 15 minutes, or the one where you actually take them to the information?
I'm taking them to the information.
Yes, absolutely. If you were going to a job interview and they needed you to look at something on a computer, whether it's to look at some company policies or procedures or whatever, would they just give you, you know, a website and say, hey, look at this at your leisure and we'll call you tomorrow and ask you about it? Or if it's something that's important, will they make sure you can look at it at a computer while you're there? They're going to make you, I don't know if you worked in the corporate America or not, they're going to make you look at it right there. If it's a workplace policy, if it's, you know, whatever it might be, workplace violence or, you know, whatever, company policy might be on discrimination, or they're going to make sure you see it right there. It's not going to be look at it at your leisure at home one day. Are you following me?
Yeah, I'm totally following you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm really excited for you guys. I think that when you get more people looking, see, what's going on right now is you guys are doing the front end. You're not even getting to read the closing script yet. When you guys are getting people through that information, the information you're using is probably 100% fine, assuming that it's, you know, edifying the company, edifying the product, and building a need that the product fulfills, talks about the industry, things like that, and how to get started. If that's the information you're guiding them to, then you just need to get people through the information. You're doing all the work on the front end, and you're just not taking them there. And it's no big deal whether you physically just give them the web address or you send them the email. I do this every day in my own business. It's no big deal to sit on the phone. It's pretty quick. Hey, go ahead and get on your computer. I want to make sure you don't have any problem bringing up some of the information that you need. And just welcome to it. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I got to tell you guys, I don't know that I've ever formally met you guys at all, but I got to tell you that I am absolutely to get a chance to speak to someone tonight who's working in the industry, in the home business industry, and doing the kind of numbers you guys are on the front end and doing it professionally. You're definitely in the top 10% of the class on what you're doing on the front end and the amount of presentations you're doing and getting people through the, or at least to the presentations. It's a privilege and an honor to actually be able to work with you one-on-one, because there are very few people that are willing to put in the effort to do what it takes to truly succeed. And you guys are doing the effort. Now, there's only two ways you gain skill, training and experience. You guys are going through the training, and now you're getting the experience. The skill always follows. And the skill is going to come, absolutely no doubt, period, end of story. You're on the right track, and your upline, the person you're working with, has set you on the right track and done well. They clearly have an enormous amount of skill. They have an enormous amount of experience. Truly, anything they can help you with, you ask them as many questions as you possibly can. You learn what you can possibly learn from them, but keep doing what you're doing because you are on the right track. And don't ever let anyone tell you anything different. There's no better company. I don't even know what company you're working with, but I promise you, if there's people making an enormous amount of money in your company, there is no better company. There's nothing at your own, what you have, you will make an insane amount of money. You'll pay off all the debt you want to pay off, and you will be living the life that you want to live, period, end of story, whether you're looking to replace your day job, whether whatever it is, you guys are doing what you need to do, and don't let anyone tell you anything different. It's a privilege to meet you.
Thank you, Stacy.
You're very welcome. Okay. I really want to do some questions. You know what? let me see if I can find someone. Let me see. Let's go with you know what, why don't I do this? Why don't I just open the line for questions? Cause that's what we're gonna do. What's the best way for us to do this with questions, Shane? If they press 1, can you open their line up one by one from there and let me know who it is, or what's the best way to do this?
That is correct. If you have a question or comment, simply press number 1 on your phone, and that will get you into the question queue, and I can take people in the order that they press number 1.
Definitely. Before you do that, I want to say kudos one more time to the people that Laura talked about at the beginning of the call. I believe it was Daniel Howell, Brad Nextina Harmsworth, Amy Dudley. You guys did absolutely incredible as far as customers enrolled this month. You guys are at top of the class. That's professionalism. You're clearly taking your business serious. That is absolutely awesome. And then business enrolled, Mary McKenzie, Paul Greenwich. I apologize if I said your name wrong, Paul, and Christine Wilson. Most people enrolled in their opportunity side of things. Nice work. Excellent job, no question. That's insane. That's incredible. Hopefully you can stay on top of the class tomorrow. Excuse me, next week, but chances are someone else is going to probably be trying to raise the bar as well. But this last week, you guys did awesome. I just want to commend you for that. No question, you did amazing. Okay, if you have a question, I don't care what it is about closing. It doesn't matter about your specific business. We're just going to do a little open forum here for a few minutes. Because I was hoping to get into, I intentionally picked out 2 people doing some more market stuff I wanted to work with, and they're not on the call, so we're just gonna open up the line. Any questions at all you may have, make sure you press 1, one time, don't press it multiple times because you'll disappear from the queue. Press 1, and any questions you have, we will work through some of those questions while we have a little bit of time tonight.
All right, if for you, I've got the first one ready to go.
Okay.
Jerry Miller, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Stacy. Sergeant, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I didn't even press 1. The line actually told me I was in queue for a question. But, I got a question for you.
Sure.
All right. I've had this problem, sending them to the presentation, wasn't able to have a way to monitor that they'd actually done, looked at it. Now I do, and they're still not going. And I know I'm not very polished at the prospecting side of things yet. But in hearing everybody, a common thing kept coming up, they're not looking at the presentation. I've heard Danny say, it doesn't matter how you present it, and I've really seriously been considering pitching it right there on the phone. I've seen the video enough times, and with what you said, and I'll get the more accurate notes from the recording, I can convey what I have. How would you feel about that?
Are you making a 6-year income, Jerry?
Not yet.
No, I wouldn't do it. And here's one reason why. I've been doing the same thing I've been doing for years and years. I know the presentation like the back of my hands. I should know the presentation really, really well. And I still send people to a presentation on the internet. And the presentation I use is really only, 8 or 9 minutes long. But why do I do that? Because it saves me time. And the presentation, if you edify the presentation, what's happening is you're building respect and you're framing their mind to receive the information.
Okay.
If you're sitting on the phone and you begin to try to pitch them on your own, well, then the whole time they know you have an agenda. And what's going to happen, you're going to go from forming mode to pitching mode. And you're going to have to create that pitch. You're going to either try to wing it or create a script. It's wasting your time, your energy, your effort. It's much simpler to learn the skill of just walking them to the presentation. And I think the key is, is it a web presentation you're using, or what is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. About nine and a half minutes long, and it has all the key components you talked about earlier.
Okay. Then just walk them to it. That's okay. All you have to do is physically walk them to it. And we rely on technology too much. You know, I've heard several people mention, and obviously this is a common thing now. I don't know what everyone's websites are like, but software-wise, most of us who are using websites of any type, and you can even use these websites even when you have warm marketing and stuff like that. But most of these websites, when you have someone go look at it, you can see if they actually looked at it or not. I will tell you a little secret, Jerry. I have all that same capability. I don't use it at all whatsoever. I assume that if I physically walk them to the website and they could bring the website up while we're on the phone, when I edify the website, I just edify the website, like the end of the script says, on this website, this is where you're going to find the information you're looking for, so you can A, B, C, and D. On this video, you're going to see a gentleman who tell edify that gentleman a little bit. And then, you know, I have another appointment. Make sure you take really good notes as you go through this. As soon as I'm done with my next appointment, it's going to take me at least 15 minutes. I'll connect back with you and start answering any questions you may have. Boom.
Excellent.
So if you walk them to it, it doesn't even, you don't need any program, you don't need any software to tell you whether or not they watched it. If you left them sitting on it and then you're going to call them back in 15 minutes, otherwise they'll tell you. If you call them back in 15 minutes and you say, Jerry, what did you like about what you saw in the video? They'll say, oh, you know what? Oh my goodness. To be honest with you, I didn't finish it. My neighbor came over and interrupted me and I just sent him away. I apologize. I hadn't finished it yet. I'm going to go ahead and finish it right now. Please forgive me. Then, yeah, okay, I have another appointment I need to make then, or a callback I need to do. Let me take care of that, and I'll connect back with you in about 15 minutes. Boom.
Okay.
Just welcome to it, because you're going to save a lot of time, and, you're going to save a lot. And when you edify a presentation, Danny says 90% of closes are done in the edification. That's a huge statistic. In the presentation success system, she talks about that. 90% of the closing is done in the edification. It's because the edification frames their mind to receive the information. If you're pitching yourself, you can't frame their mind for what they're about to receive.
Gotcha.
Awesome, Thank Jerry. You're very welcome. Great question. Okay, we can put Jerry back in the queue, Shane. And if you have a question, make sure you press 1, and then Shane will grab you.
Next up, we have Katrina Perrin. Go ahead.
Hey, Stacey, how's the family?
Going good. How are you, Katrina?
I am great. Question's kind of quick. I have the process is where we send people to a live overview webcast.
Okay.
So I kind of have to schedule them for this live. So what I've been doing is sending the email with my conference line number, because I schedule a couple of people at the same time, as well as the link, and then I have them reply back to me with the email to make sure that they got it. Should I go back to dialing them on one at a time? They're about 35-minute presentations.
Well, are you finding out that they're not actually going through the presentation? Is that what's going on? Is that why you're asking the question?
Yeah, lately I've had a lot of people not even show up.
Okay. Yeah, so here's a unique thing about us adults. Us adults are incredibly forgetful, but we hate to be reminded. Adults are incredibly forgetful, but we hate to be reminded. And so what happens is when you send someone an email or something like that, they don't actually they mean to go. They probably have intentions to go, most of them, but then they forget it. And so then when you call or reconnect back with them, they don't want to tell you they forgot it. So what I do, if you used to do it one-on-one, you can do that. So why did you start doing this new route? Is it because you wanted to get more people on the presentation?
Exactly.
Okay, let me give you a tip here. I'm not exactly sure, but it sounds like you can do this. In our company, we have a phone presentation that I use often. And so most often I have more than one person scheduled for the presentation. So when I am it's a live presentation, so it's later in the day. So I think it's the same kind of thing. You're talking about a live webcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I do, let's say that our presentation is going to be 8 o'clock at night, and I happen to be talking to you at, 5 o'clock. So when I get to the end of that call, I'm going to let you know, because I do it as a second presentation. So I'm usually reading the second and third exposure script out of the script book. And so when I reconnect back with you, I'm going to say, okay, so we have our next, the next step is for us to get on one of the live conference calls or live training call, I call it, live training call. That call is going to be at 8 o'clock this evening. Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and reserve that slot for you in my calendar. Do you keep a calendar?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and reserve that slot for you in my calendar. And what I'll do is I'll connect back with you later on this evening, just before 8 o'clock. At that time, I'll have both the phone number and the access code.
Awesome.
And then what I do, like if I have three people, by the way, I would encourage you to always, always three-way somebody. You should always be three-waying somebody. Do you have that capability to three-way them into this webcast?
Yeah, that's why I use the conference line. They call onto my conference line, and then I dial us all onto the presentation line.
Okay. That could potentially work as well. Are you doing group closes at the end?
Usually one by one.
One by one. Okay. So you're disconnecting the conference line and then closing them one by one?
Right, because people don't always like to give their credit card out, never mind on a group call. So
sure, sure.
Each individually afterwards.
Okay. So what I do, and that seems to be an option as well, I don't use my conference call line. Basically what I do, if I have three people that I need to call individually, then what I'll do, it takes about 3 minutes for me to call someone, make sure they're there, make sure they have a pen and paper. Because sometimes you call people and, you know, they're in the middle of changing their kid's diaper or doing dishes or whatever. So I have to give myself 3 minutes to call that person to edify the conference call, to edify the presentation and who's hosting it. Always edify the person hosting it. And then I give them the phone number and the pin code. If I have three people, I have done this for years. Since I know it takes me about 3 minutes to do that, then I intentionally, if I have three people, I will be start calling 9 minutes from the top of the hour.
Okay.
And then I make sure whoever I feel the best about, I make sure I personally three-way that person. I always three-way somebody. Whoever I feel the best about, I make sure I three-way that person. And then the others, I just put them on the call. But you want to do it as close to the top of the hour as you can. Even if you give them the information 15 minutes early, a lot can happen in 15 minutes, can it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the phone can ring. Somebody can drop a glass in the kitchen. Something can happen on Facebook. Somebody tell you about it, and now you're looking at that. You're 5 minutes late, 15 minutes late, 10 minutes late. A lot of times when people are late, they won't even show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're embarrassed to tell you they didn't show up. So then they don't even answer when you call back later.
Right.
So, yeah, I would totally be getting them on one-on-one and just give them the information just before the call or the webcast.
Awesome.
Great question. Katrina, I'm confident that other people have very similar issues, so I'm glad you asked that tonight.
Thanks, Stacey.
You're very welcome. Shane, let's put her back in the queue. And who do we have next?
Next up, we have Jill Goot. Go ahead.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Jill.
Okay, so my question is, I'm improving, but I'm getting to the point where I can send a lot of people to a presentation. I can usually get through the prospecting script. And I can send them to a presentation. Very few are there. And a lot of these people, I think they're really good prospects. I feel like things go well and they have real needs, and I'm kind of shocked when they're not there. Well, my question is, what is the best way to follow up with not only those no-shows? I do the call, the voice message that Danny said to leave or whatever, and very rarely will they call me back. And then so for them, and then like people that I say to do their homework because they say the money objection, I feel like there's so many good leads that I had, and I hate to see them just go away as they have been, but we don't really have a pipeline, so to speak. Is there a recommendation that you have? Should I be doing some type of email, or is there, I don't know, a program for that kind of thing?
Now, are you talking, okay, let me talk about the money objection. So you're saying that you get to the end of the money objection script, but then you don't have anything to, like, plug them into. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Like, I'll do the homework for them. I'll set them up on the homework, but even when I check in with them, like, the next day or the next couple of days, they're not there.
Okay.
I feel like I'm losing so many good leads, and I don't have a way to drip on them. Like, I hear these people say, oh, I put this many people in the pipeline. And that sounds fantastic, but I don't really have a pipeline, I guess.
Okay, first of all, the pipeline actually starts just reading the initial script. So sometimes people say they put someone in the pipeline. They're just talking about they started the information gathering process with a one-on-one. And, of course, it can go through the close, of course, to what you're talking about. That's the whole pipeline. As far as the back-end piece, you actually already have a system that you can use that is absolutely incredible. It's the 30-day free home business boot camp training. The 30-day boot camp on Smarter Networker.
Yeah,
that would
that's
be
part of the homework, right?
Okay. Yeah, so are you physically walking them to that so they can get signed up?
No, I'm sending them an email with the goal. I go over it first, and I tell them I'm going to send them an email. It's basically saying the same thing that I'm going to email them about making the goals, make the list of resources, and then I'm going to send them a link to sign up for the boot camp. Because I do a call, so I don't have them at their computer.
Okay. So, explain that to me. You do a call, but you don't have them at their computer. Explain that to me.
Well, I'm sorry. That doesn't matter because that's in the close. I'm sorry. Okay, that doesn't make sense. That was prospecting.
No. It's totally okay. When you're closing them, whether you're doing it on the phone or whatever, you can still get them to a computer. You just guide them to the computer and take them to what they need to go to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all. All you have to.
Okay. Yeah, because then I just think, like, for the people that aren't showing up and all that, like, these are good people, but they may not remember my name. I haven't sent them an email because I'm not sending them a link. I'm just giving them a phone call, and they probably don't have my name or number. And when I hear you guys say, oh, somebody from 5 months ago signed up and called me, I'm like, I won't have that because they don't have any of my information. I've never sent them an email. They probably don't have my phone number. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay, so let me provide a little clarity here. When you prospected them, you formed them by reading the prospecting script, right?
Yep.
Okay, so first of all, they know who you are. They do know who you are. No one else in the industry except Danny Johnson clients are actually professionally forming people, getting to know them, getting their needs. That's one reason why we succeed so much when we call leads, because we stand out from anyone else that's ever called them. So they do know who you are. You do actually stand out unless they potentially talk to another Danny Johnson client. But that doesn't mean anything because not all Danny Johnson clients are working their business professionally either. So if you're actually the one working your business professionally, you're like in the top 1%, 2% out there, period. So you're going to stand out to them. Now, when you get ready to close them and they give you a money objection or whatever it is, you give them the homework, that's totally fine, but then you set an appointment for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are physically setting an appointment, right?
When somebody's there and if I can get them to the homework, yes, I always set an appointment.
What do you mean if they're there? Wait a minute. I'm just talking about you have them on the phone, you're reading the closing script, they give you a money objection, you're absolutely giving them the homework, correct?
Yes. And then I do set an appointment to follow up with them after they've listened to, the first or second call. I try for the next day, but sometimes it's 2 days.
There's your issue.
What?
There's your issue. You need to follow up as quick as they can get the homework done. You need to be following up with them. So, for instance, what are you giving them for the homework? What are you telling them to do?
The make a list of goals, make a list of resources, and get started on the boot camp.
Okay. So the first thing I would do is guide them to the boot camp first. I would guide them to the boot camp because that's your way of getting them plugged in. You want to have as many connections to people as you can, and so the boot camp is going to be a connection. So you guide them to the boot camp. Then you can definitely talk about the goals and the list of resources. And then you ask them, how long will it take you? That first call there in the boot camp is about an hour long. How long will it take you to get to that homework and get through that call? They're going to tell you most of the time, oh, we'll see an hour and then write out my goals and stuff, and I already know what I'll do with my goals. Just give it an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And then at that point, you schedule the very next appointment that you have available in your schedule that you could possibly make happen as close to that mark they tell you as possible. Because they told you when they wanted to reconnect.
Okay.
So if it's in the morning for some reason, but you're only available in the evening, you tell them, hey, I won't have my first opening until 5:15. But will that work? Yeah, absolutely. Great. Boom. If it is the next day, you make it as soon as you can in the next day. But the idea is once you lay it out, you tell them how long it's going to take to do that homework. That call's about an hour long, and then, of course, you got to do your goals and your resources. How long will it take you to do that? And you want to follow up with them right away. Because what's happening is, first of all, when someone gives you a money objection, it's not because they don't have the money. It's important for us to realize this. When people give you a money objection, let me ask you a question. How much money does it take for someone to start in your business?
It's a range between $300 and $1,100.
So what? So we call it between 300 and 1100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you can they earn money on the 300 range?
Yes.
Okay. Well, heck, even 1100. Okay. If I told you that if you give me $1,100, I can show you how to make $100,000 in the next 6 months. If you absolutely believe that, how quickly can you find $1,100?
Right. Fast.
Fast. So the money objection is not really money, and people have a hard time. You know, our top package is $11,000. Danny's talked about that on stage before. I'm a firm believer everyone in America has access. If they don't have it in their back pocket, they have access to $11,000. I believe that with everything inside of me, because if you knew for a fact you were going to make $100,000 in the next 6 months, you would absolutely find $11,000. You would call somebody, whatever the case may be. Well, you only need a tenth of that at your top package, $1,100. So
mm-hmm.
What you have to know is when they're giving the money objection, it's just a belief issue. So you want to stay connected with them quickly, because what's going to happen is if there's a little bit of excitement, they talk to their spouse, they talk to their brother, sister, whatever. Yeah, this girl talked to me about this thing I was looking on the internet earlier. I saw this webcast. I mean, it seems kind of good. I'm not sure, man. What do you think about this product? They're saying I can make X amount of dollars. I mean, what does that sound like to you? Well, I don't know. You mean you can make that kind of, you can make money just from home? Sounds like a scam to me. Yeah, I didn't think it was real. I don't know. And then they don't make your next appointment.
Okay.
But what's going to happen as you build a connection with them, as you actually follow up with them in 2 hours, as you're working with them, you know, you ask them what they liked about what they heard on that training call. Tell me more about that. Do you have any questions for me?
Oh.
As you're following back up with them, what's happening is, and then as you're going through those goals with them, no one's ever sat down and went through, has anyone ever sat down and actually went through your goals with you and what you wanted to accomplish?
No.
So if you actually sit down and go through their goals with them and look at what they want to accomplish and form them through their goals and review those goals, and then now you have those goals to use to keep moving them forward, nobody's ever done that in their life. Their parents probably never done that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're building a connection with them. They will never, ever, ever forget you. And all the people, all the stuff they looked at on the internet before, no one's ever taken the time to work with them like that. And so you're now building a connection with them that's bigger. I think you're getting caught up a little bit in what you think other people have these tools that you don't have. And the truth
probably.
Is, Jill, it's not the tools at all. It's the person, the individual, and the connection.
Dang it, it's always me.
It's always people's skills.
Yeah, okay. And then the no-shows, do you just, I mean, they're just kind of a loss? Like, or do you recommend, do I follow up with them down the road? This is somebody who didn't make the first appointment.
Okay, the fortunate is always in the follow-up. So if you can, is this someone who, when you say didn't make the first appointment, you mean the first appointment after the close or what?
No, after the press, like after they've gone to the information and, you know, like I said, like last week I sent, you know, 10 people to a presentation and two were there. So, like, what about all those 8, you know?
Okay, when you sent them to the presentation, how did you send them?
I'm not sure what you mean. How did I send them?
If I was your
prospect.
Oh, well,
it's a phone number. It's a phone number. So I have them do, it's a recorded call. I have them listen. And then it's like 14 minutes. So I say, can I, you know, depending on when my next appointment wraps up, can I call you back in 15, 20 minutes? Typically, they can do that.
First of all, I wouldn't be asking. I would be assuming it. So, okay.
Oh, okay.
I would edify the call and the information they're about to get. It's about 14 minutes long. And so here's the phone number, boom, 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 and I'll connect back with you in 14 minutes. If it's only 14 minutes and you're doing all this work on the front end, you can look at edifying the information better, because that's probably a key piece, and then you just assume it. I have another appointment, so I'll call you back in about 14 minutes. Start answering any questions you may have and go from there. And then even though you might say that to them, you will answer questions. They give you questions. You're just going to call them back and start reading the closing script, though. Is that your process?
Yes.
Okay. So, and by the way, there are a lot of people who would kill to have a process like this. This is a very, I mean, companies have been using these processes for years, and as websites get fancier, people get these long presentations. And I can tell you one thing, Jill, I would much rather take someone to a 14-minute presentation and them not be there than take them to an hour-long presentation and not be there. So that's, I said at the beginning of the call I could put down any Ford to sell any Chevy. This is your Chevy. This is absolutely incredible. So you're in you have a unique tool that most people in this call don't have right now in front of you. So, and that is that you can sort through people quickly. So I would take them there, and then edify it and assume it. Go ahead and listen to that now. I'll connect with you in 15 minutes and then start answering any questions you have and figure out what your next step may be. Boom. Now, one of the things you can do, if you're running into this problem, if it doesn't improve with your edification and making sure they can get on, if it's only 14 minutes, three-way them.
Oh, okay.
Three-way them into it. Because earlier we had the question I mentioned, always three-way. I believe it was Katrina. I was mentioning always three-way. Because the reason you always want to three-way someone is you're confident. You have a much higher probability they're going to go through the whole presentation.
Right.
So if it's only 14 minutes, three-way them. I mean, I take people to hour-long presentations twice a day, I three-way. So if you did two a day, if you do that 5 days a week, that'd be 10 people to listen to the presentation.
Well, because I figured it was just a huge prospecting thing, yeah, but that would probably shore up a lot of that issue. So,
yes.
Because like I said, I can get them to go. I think they're going to be there. I truly am surprised when they're not there. So, yeah, maybe I should just try that.
Something happened in the edification. Something happened somewhere. Or they felt some kind of pressure that was said leading up to it. I mean, it could be a prospecting thing. I mean, if you're building a relationship, people don't want to stand you up. When you're prospecting, you're forming, you're building a relationship. It's not about how you feel about the prospect, it's how they feel about you. So, if you set an appointment to connect with me at some point in time, or if I set an appointment to say, wouldn't it be rude as hell not to show up?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Would you be rude to someone you liked?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's why I'm surprised, but okay. It's
so
how
the question
they feel
is,
about
do they like
me,
you?
So. I think they do, but I guess they don't.
You're a stranger, and they, for whatever reason, in the prospecting, they haven't built a connection with you.
Okay.
They haven't built a connection with you in the prospecting, and you can shore that up in the prospecting, forming them, things like that. Some of the stuff Jackie was talking about last week, he's going to be talking about next week, and he's actually taught more people outside of Danny Johnson that I know of to actually prospect effectively. He's been doing it for years. So, heck, he taught me how to prospect. So, definitely be paying attention to that call next week. And because I think a big piece of it is some of these people, when they're getting off the call, they're not even looking to go to the next step because something happened that they were turned off by in that prospecting call. There was not a true connection built in that process. Or they would at least call you and tell you, worst case scenario, if you call them back, if you build a connect, how you know you build a connection with someone, they'll answer the phone and be totally apologetic that they're not interested, but they'll at least answer the phone to tell you that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So you know your clients aren't going through the presentation for the most part.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Well, that's helpful. Thank you
so
much.
You are very welcome. Okay, Shane, let's go ahead and put everyone back into the class. And what I want to just leave you with tonight, and we got some really good questions. We went all over the place. It's funny how you have an anticipation of where you expect or you want the class to go, and it doesn't go that way, but our goal is to make sure to do what we can with the short period of time that we have to help you get as much knowledge as you possibly can. I love, there's no two classes are ever the stinking same. No two classes are the same. I want to leave you with this. You're in a unique situation because, you know, there are a lot of people, opportunity crosses people's lives every single day, and they don't even realize it. They don't even grab a hold of it. There's something in front of you that you got excited about at some point in time and you started doing it. Whatever it is you do, you got excited about it. You probably invested money into it and you started doing it. And how did it feel when you first saw it? What got you excited? Is what was possible. Whether you just got started or you've been in your business for 5 years or 10 years or more, what got you excited is possible is still possible. The question is, do you work it like it's possible? The biggest issue we have tonight isn't closing. The biggest issue we have looking at the numbers in this class is work ethic. We're not talking about do you work 20 hours or 30 hours or 40 hours. That's what people who punch in and punch out do. They look at how many hours they work. No, we're looking at how productive we are and the time that we work. See, if we work from home, we like to be able to work and be productive enough in 10 hours a week or 15 hours a week versus having to do a 40-hour work week. I personally don't know anyone who works from home. I really don't know anyone who works from home who works more than, say, 30 hours a week average. I personally don't. So what you have in front of you is something that is absolutely incredible. The question is, are you all in? Are you all in? Are you at the top? What you do duplicates, and people will follow what you do. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. So whatever objection you have, by the way, is also the objection you get most often. We didn't really get into that tonight. But if your biggest reason that you're not at the platinum level is you told yourself that it's money, then you're probably getting the money objection all the time. If you're using your spouse as an excuse, then you're probably getting the spousal objection over and over again. You and I know that if it's a spousal issue, you know how to communicate with your spouse, and yes, you got to honor them, no question, but you know how to eventually get what you want with your spouse. It's funny how as husbands and wives have that capability. That's not the issue. Closing is really a heart issue, and it begins with your belief. There's no better opportunity for your clients, then why would you even sell yourself short and not maximize the opportunity you have? Are you going to First Steps to Success? That next training event, it's selling out. Many of these events have sold out. Are you going to that event, and how many people are you taking with you? Because instead of you just getting trained, you can get trained with others. And now it's crazy what Laura and Brian, the Smarter Networker, and the whole crew over there have done with these bonuses. Absolutely insane. It is mind-blowing. If you have not registered yet for that event, what are you waiting for? Because the truth is that event's going to come and go, and you're going to be seeing more stories and more testimonies. People like Catherine from Missouri, who's a stay-at-home mom and an x-ray technician, and she had two kids, and she kept having to do this job, and she wanted to be home with her kids, but she didn't have a way. She got started in a home business, went to First Steps to Success, came out of that event, and she generated five figures that next month. She was able to quit her job and have two more kids. She's still a stay-at-home mom today. People like Capri from Oregon. Capri, who had struggled with her home businesses, different types, for years. The difference was Danny's training and First Steps to Success. Before Danny's training, she was making $17,000 a year working part-time in a factory, struggling with a home business. She learned some tools through First Steps to Success, and she came out, and she went from struggling in a home business to the next year she made $93,000. Her and her husband both quit their full-time job. What's the difference in her? What's the difference in Catherine? Earlier I talked about Steve. What's the difference in any of the testimonies you've seen anywhere on Danny's website? What's the difference in you and my story? You know, I had made no money, and I told you guys earlier I struggled. I did make $13,000 out of that event, then I went 2 months and didn't make anything. I made 25,000 dials roughly that first year, working part-time, as I learned from Danny's training how to work more efficient, and then later on I became more effective. But I made 25,000 dials. I have a question. Would you not make an insane amount of money if you made 25,000 dials using the scripts and learning along the way, working with the spirit of excellence? But it wasn't just that. Earlier, Laura said something about practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. I learned how to practice perfect through First Steps to Success. Even though I had 4 0 months, I didn't make any money in that first 12 months, I still made $104,000. I can tell you it's only because of First Steps to Success. There's a special running right now at Smarter Networker. Go to the Events tab and get registered for First Steps to Success. Tonight, there are three types of people. The first type says, you know, thanks but no thanks. The training is good, but I'm just not there yet. I'm really not all in. I'm not really there to give my business all of it yet. I'm just not. And that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with meeting great people and hanging out with them in your business. There's nothing wrong with being on this call if you don't want to actually increase your income and have more time freedom and you don't want to, you know, pay off your debt. There's nothing There's nothing wrong with that at all. Your company is still awesome, your product is awesome, and you have a phenomenal friend in your upline. And the truth of the matter is you can still hang out with all of us in Smarter Networker, the community, all of us at large, everyone. You can still be, you know, message on Facebook, plug in all the trainings. We'll be on the webinars together and things like that. But don't stop at least plugging into the community, because we like hanging out with people who have a little bit of an entrepreneur spirit, and you clearly have that entrepreneur spirit. The second type of person says, I really need to think about it. I mean, gosh, I just don't know. I mean, there's things that are going on. I got to contemplate, reevaluate, talk to my dog spot. And that's truly okay. If you're that person and really needs to think about it and talk to your dog spot, you're just not saying that you need to think about it like someone who takes a brochure and just throws it in the trash can. If you truly need to think it over, then here's what I would recommend for you. If you go to the events tab and you get the information about the event, go ahead and at least get your hotel room registered, because those hotel rooms sell out quickly, and there's an incredible discount that Danny's company gets off the hotel rooms because they put so many people in that hotel for that weekend. The event might sell out, and even if it doesn't, the hotel rooms almost always sell out. Make sure at least got your hotel room reserved. Make sure you at least, you know, the good thing about, like, Southwest, if you got to fly, Southwest, you're going to probably use a plane ticket somewhere. Southwest, if you book an airline through them, then if for some reason you can't go, as long as you cancel before the day of the trip, they'll give you credit. You can use it anywhere else. You can at least go ahead and get the arrangements made so the door's not shut too late. Because wouldn't it stink if suddenly you get things that open up and suddenly you can go, but the arrangements aren't there? Tonight, you can't say, well, if it wasn't meant to be, I just didn't get in a hotel room. No. That's why you're hearing this message tonight. The third type of person says, that's it. I can't wait. I am all in. There's nothing better than where I'm at. I know I can succeed at the company I'm in. I don't have to stay working in the corporate world, putting up with the paycheck to paycheck, the stress, the pressure. I don't have to, you know, worry about a need that goes on out there and suddenly I don't have any way to help that need. I there's someone struggling and I don't even have the money to help them. I'm trying to help myself. I know life is meant for more than this. I want to tell you something. You're 110% right. God put a desire in you. He meant for you to go from glory to glory to glory. He didn't expect for you to stay broke, poor, stressed, struggling, paycheck to paycheck. He meant for you to be able to help people. He meant for you to be able to inspire people. And he meant for you to live a better life than the life you're living now. And he's intentionally putting things in your path so you can be one of those people who see an opportunity and take advantage of it. Go to Smarter Networker. Go ahead and get registered for that event. Make sure you take advantage of the stinking bonuses they have. That is insane and that is crazy. Come and see me at First Steps to Success. I would love to be able to shake your hand and welcome you into a community of entrepreneurs, each of us in the world doing our part to change the world for the better that we live in, and certainly for our families as well. You do not want to miss where we're going in this class. We're going to get more into talking about objections. We're going to get more in talking about getting people started, you know, when they need to think about it. They don't have the money. They need to talk to their spouse. That's where we're going to get, and I'm absolutely excited. Next week, that's what we're going to be really focusing on. So let's have a productive week. Have a powerful and incredible and amazing night, and tomorrow we get to touch people strategically, and we can live a life that's enjoyable because we begin to walk that path first. Make sure you get upgraded to the top package in your company. You need to be positioned so you're not leaving any money on the table. That's the reason you're where you're at. Now, have a great night, and God bless you.